Good morning, and welcome to K1, the one you trust. It is 8:31. I'm Tom Davis, and we've got a house full today as we visit with Elder Care Today. We have with us Angie Thompson, who's the new development coordinator, and also John Ford. You might remember John from his Senate days, but you see him around town all the time.
Former senator, the best title you can have.
You bet.
Yeah.
Comes with all of the respect and not a whole... the other stuff.
Yeah. It was a great 12 years, but I wouldn't trade places with anyone right now.
Oh, boy. Hey, it's a good place to be. That little prince, he's retired on that one. Elder Care. And first of all, Angie, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
We've had
a part of this organization.
And John, you're the board member here today, if not the big piece of the board. And we've got a lot to talk about. First of all, I do want to ask this question about the flu clinics, because we were promoting that quite heavily. How did the flu shots go this year?
Well, it was really great. We had record numbers again for drive-through. I think this was our first year to do the drive-through. It was awesome. I volunteered several Saturdays, and it was great to see friendly faces and people that I recognized in the community taking advantage of it. They came in carloads. You know, traffic jam out there on Swan Drive. It was awesome.
Well, Senator, my folks might have thought they were voting. I don't know. Way things are looking this year. But no, this is great. John, we want to talk a little bit about your involvement here with Elder Care. So just we'll just give you the floor here, Senator.
Well, I've been on Elder Care Board for going on 4 years. I'm the vice president. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you retire, you want to stay involved, especially when I left the Senate.
Sure.
You want to pick and choose. I've been on the United Way Board since 2007. I'm on a statewide board called the Oklahoma Center for Nonprofits. But when I had the opportunity to come on the Elder Care Board, mm-hmm. to me, that is different than most nonprofits. It is a real business.
Uh-huh.
Plus, we provide services that otherwise are not available. Uh-huh. You know, we've got the physician in our clinic. We've got physical therapy. We've got speech therapy. We have where we can place an individual mm-hmm. in a person's home that can't take care of themselves. This allows them to live at home and not go to a nursing home. Mm-hmm. We can do that up to 24 hours.
Wow.
We can provide services for someone that just needs limited services in their home, some light housekeeping, picking up groceries, medicine. Or we can actually manage the services for individuals that are living at home. Mm-hmm. This for their loved ones, that maybe their children, if they don't live here, it's someone, an advocate for that person in the home. And if someone can stay in the home as long as possible mm-hmm. and not go into a nursing home, you know, it's a lot cheaper. It's much better for the person that's growing older. Mm-hmm. So those are the kind of services that we've offered. As I get old, mm-hmm. more mature, you just realize that a lot of people don't know what's available in a community, and that's why we appreciate you. And anytime we can get the word out on the services we offer, like physical therapy, I've had two knees replaced this year.
Mm-hmm.
As you get older, you get arthritis. I had one a little over 2 weeks ago. Josh and his crew down in physical therapy do a great job on getting us back. But you walk in, everybody knows each other. It is a beautiful facility. If the listeners have not been in there, once we get through the COVID and we're totally open again, would love to have people come out mm-hmm. and take a tour. It
Very
is a
good.
Wonderful facility. We operate in 10 different counties. It's not just Bartlesville. So we are trying to reach out to a lot of this northeastern Oklahoma and make people aware of the services that we offer and make those available to them.
Well, we're happy to be the megaphone here to kind of help
Absolutely.
People out, know where to go to get help. And Angie, we've got some great programs, a little bit of an update. What's been going on?
Well, you know, we've got 7 programs that operate year-round, mm-hmm. and John just mentioned the one about physical therapy. And, you know, I'm so excited to share that portion of our operation with the community because mm-hmm. they do have a tremendous staff working there. John mentioned Josh Lindblom. He's the head guy there, but you know they've got other physical therapists who also work on patients and clients, and they strengthen the cognitive barriers that mature adults face, you know, with their power moves and focus on Parkinson's disease and recovery and working through that. aspect of aging. They just do a tremendous job. Mm. Even with COVID, you know, they were operating some of their programs through Zoom.
Wow.
Yeah, and they've sequestered, you know, they've taken up all parts of the building and have made that physical therapy, you know, the dining room, the great mm-hmm. room, the conference room. It's all physical therapy so that patients are, you know, spread out. They stagger the appointments so that patients can come in at a safe time, you know, with the temperature checks and all of that before they enter the building. But they're just doing a tremendous job. And, you know, John said he's a patient at Elder Care for Physical Therapy. Well, I am too.
Well, me.
Over the last year, I've, you know, had some issues with my neck and my hip. So I've been to physical therapy there twice in the last year for two different issues. And each time, you know, I leave stronger, you know, I'm on the lower end of the mature adult, but I need help. And so physical therapy is there for people in the community, you know. Doctors can refer their patients to Elder Care Physical Therapy. So, you know, for those who are listening or watching us on Facebook, you know, ask your doctor next time you're talking about mm-hmm. physical therapy. Let me go to Elder Care, because believe me, they will take excellent care of you there.
You know, something you mentioned, the physical becoming stronger, but also the emotional and the confidence building that comes with feeling stronger, too. That's just as important.
Yeah, Tom, really interesting thing on physical therapy, and this goes back to when I was in the legislature. Prior to that time, you had to have a physician give a prescription to go to physical therapy. And during the time I was in the legislature, and this was a bill that came from the therapist, and most of those have doctorate. I mean, they are very highly trained and qualified.
I know what you're doing.
So yeah. Now what we can do as an individual in Oklahoma mm-hmm. can self-refer for up to 30 days. So if either you or, say, your parents, we have a free mm-hmm. assessment on gait and balance. If there's something on strengthening, just anything you think might help, go in, get an appraisal, and you can self-refer up to 30 days. They'll put together a program. And then after physical therapy, if you want to continue, we have a program called Aftercare that those that have been through physical therapy can continue coming in and using the equipment. Because so many things physically, you can't just mm-hmm. get it fixed and expect it to be good forever. You've got to continue, you know, using that joint. You've got to continue working on the balance. But so many things that we need to be proactive in taking care of our own health, both physically mm-hmm. and mentally, and that's one of the things I think Elder Care really, really shines at.
Oh, indeed. It just takes the cake. What else do we have going on with our programs and things?
Well, you know, we have so many, but I thought it'd be fun to talk about the Bohan Clinic for just a few minutes.
That would be
great. What time we have left. You
mm-hmm.
know, that is another hidden gem, a hidden treasure, I think, in our community. Dr. Brad Gerald is the physician there with 40 years' experience as an internist mm-hmm. and in geriatric medicine. He's joined by nurse practitioner Tracy Stuckey. You know, they're both seeing patients there. And the thing about Dr. Gerald that makes him so special mm-hmm. is he takes his time with every patient.
Yes.
He follows through the detail and the comprehensive level of care he provides, takes them from in office. If they need to transition to another facility, he transitions with them to another facility or surgery at the hospital. He'll go to the hospital and visit and call on patients there. The level, comprehensive level of care he provides is unprecedented. It's
wow.
not driven by the clock. It's driven by results. And I think that's what makes the Bohan Clinic so special. And it's available to the community as well.
Wow. Another big plus with courtesy of Elder Care.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Now, Elder Care doesn't run on its own. It takes it's a lot of moving parts. A lot
yes.
of people involved here. And we could always use some help from the community. And this is to make sure that it's going to be there when you need it. So as we approach the end of the year, it might not be a bad idea when you go over your list of things of where have I missed along the year that I might be wanting to give a nice donation to? Elder Care is a really good one that you should keep in mind.
Yeah, Tom, as you and I talked earlier, and it's not just Elder Care, it's every nonprofit
yes.
they do so many things. They're doing things that maybe others might expect the government to do or a private industry to do. They usually do it with more compassion, and they do it less expensive. Elder care, many of our services, we receive billing from either Medicare or private pay, but that doesn't nearly cover all the expenses. Elder care, one of our major fundraisers, was the Good, Bad, and Barbecue. This year, we had transitioned from the Mullendore Crossbell. We were going to the Hughes Ranch, really great facility. But then with COVID, we weren't able to have it. Many nonprofits have not been able to have their signature major fundraiser. So nonprofits this year, you know, we would make an appeal to any way individuals can to help us even more than ever. Because it's critical this year that we're able to continue with the services that we offer.
Outstanding, outstanding. Angie, how do we do that? Just open up the checkbook right away or what?
You know, hey, I'm a phone call away, 336-8500, or they can also visit our website and get all of the details for where to mail a gift. They can call us. All of the details about giving are on our website. And, you know, if people will just remember this phrase, it will help them remember our URL. It's aboutelderCare.org. So it's simply aboutelderCare.org. Mm-hmm. So if they'll just remember the phrase aboutelderCare.org, that will get them to our website. And there's a link on there for giving. They can give by credit card right there on the website. Instructions for mailing in a gift possible, you know, right there on the website. Mm-hmm. Or if they just want to call us, you know, we're glad to visit with them and give them details about how to make a donation.
And that is a very good website, by the way. I've been watching that thing over the past year and a half or so, and it steadily, there's been a lot of improvement. It'll take your eyes on a nice little tour there, and you can go just about anywhere, and you can trust it. It is very safe. It is very secure.
It is.
So if you want to do that online, that is one that is very trustworthy.
It is. Thank you for mentioning that.
Oh, and that's not a problem. That's not a problem. You know, me and the mail, we've got a long feud, so I take the shortest route possible. I either show up with cash in hand or do it that way. And, Senator, again, this is just one of the nice gems here in our community. We need to take care of it.
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
Indeed. And once again, for you folks who are trying to remember that URL, to get on the website, aboutelderCare.org. That's all you have to remember.
That's it.
So if you're walking around, what was that about elder care? Well,
about
you're
elder
all you have to do is put the org on there, and you're home free.
Yeah.
You're ready to go. Anything going on here as we head into the holidays that we should be aware of when it comes to elder care?
Well, I think that what John has hit on about self-maintenance, you know, we
yes.
want people to be healthy and independent in their own homes. I mean, that's the whole point. For 37 years, mm-hmm. that's been our goal, to help mature adults stay at home as long as possible. So think about your own self-care. You know, pick up the phone and call us. Let's get in there and get a self-assessment and start physical therapy, or go see Dr. Gerald.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and there are a lot of folks who might be thinking, and they're wondering, well, where do I start? Well, it does start with that phone call.
Mm-hmm.
It does start with, I'm going to quit wondering, and I'm going to start asking.
Yes.
And
yeah.
if you don't know if you're in a situation or not, the only way to find out is to make sure you make that call, follow through, and see where you are in your growth.
And, Tom, it's critical not only for the individual that's maturing, but maybe their children are working age. And as they see their adult parents are getting a little older, maybe needing a little more care, just call Elder Care, see the services that we have available. I think everybody would be very surprised on the breadth of services that we offer.
And again, those physical therapists must be pretty darn good. If you just got a knee replaced and you came upstairs at the pace that you were coming, no one would have known that you just got a new knee.
That's part of physical therapy, my friend.
From Elder Care, Senator John Ford and also Angie Thompson, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
All righty, we've got more coming up right here on K1, the one you trust. And it's been brought to you by Arnold Moore and Kneecap Funeral Home and Tallgrass.